Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. Tonight, we'll discuss the past 2 weeks of the show that didn't suck that bad. This show is interactive. Feel free to call in at 914-338-1239 or join us in our chat room. You must register to post in the chat room. Don't forget to add us as a friend to be alerted to future shows. Check us out daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. And we already have our friends here today. We have Queen of the Night.
Hello, Diva.
Hi, we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
Hi. And we have a new friend, Orion.
Hello.
So, let's start with our first topic. So we had EJ finally figuring out some of the stuff that's going on. What'd you think about it, Fancy Face?
Well, it was finally happened. It was a long time in coming, so I am glad that finally EJ is getting the Salem brain and is figuring out that Nicole is not the sweet young thing he thought. I have to admit, for me, it kind of lost a little bit in suspense because we've seen so many scenes of these two getting into this argument and EJ accusing her of lying over and over that finally what happened for me, it kind of, I felt like I'd seen it before. It's just finally something came out of it. You know, I know a lot of people loved it and thought it was on fire. For me, I thought it was good, but I also felt like it was sort of the same thing I'd already seen a million times in the last couple of months.
That's interesting. What do you think about it, Queen?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed EJ, like, getting mad and screaming and yelling. And I also enjoyed watching Nicole squirm. But she did, she had come up with some very good lies. Lie upon lie to get out of it with the saying how she was trying on maternity clothes with the fake belly.
She's quick.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, she was good. You know, she's still lying right up to the end. You know, to try to convince him. You know, but I'm waiting now to see how long it takes to the other part of the reveal to come, where he finds out that it's really, you know, his and Sammy's baby. I don't know how long that'll take.
Oh, geez, who knows with this show?
Yeah. And who it'll be. If it'll be Rafe, do you think it'll be Rafe, or who will finally...
I guess so. But what's...
I guess right now he knows.
Yeah. Well, what would the point be of Rafe knowing if he never tells anybody? I mean, he's kind of pointless.
Right. And they're just kind of brought Meredith in to delay that a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess. Because he was all ready to tell Sammy when Meredith showed up. So.
What do you think, Orion? What do you think about the Ejoli SmackDown?
It was fun. A little long overdue, but it was fun when it finally happened. I've got to say that Nicole is probably the master of deflection because she pretty much tried to pin it on EJ in some form, like when she tried to make it seem as if he was self-absorbent about the whole thing, and
mm-hmm.
It almost kind of reminded me of Riley's writing because it took such a long time to like come to some sort of resolution, and we're just at the first part of the resolution now. We're waiting for the second part, the final part, like the paternity. I mean, for Sammy and EJ to find out that that's really their child. So I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed it, but a little anticlimactic in a way because it's like, you know, it took you guys long enough to get here.
Seriously. Yeah, we were discussing that before. Tony figured part of it out, what, 6 months ago?
I was just going to ask, how long has it been? 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, what, March? Yeah, something
March.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's when he was last out, March, yeah, I think.
Yes. Yeah, March or April, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was good, though, the baptism back then. That was pretty fascinating, watching Nicole squirm.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
No one will ever figure out that Tony knew. I don't think we're ever going to see a flashback of EJ remembering what Tony did. It's just going to be lost.
Yeah. Well, they probably don't want to pay Tao for another episode. That's probably what they're going to flashback.
Nope.
Tim writing the note with the letter S on it. Or what was it, B? No, it was B. It was
B.
Remember the people were joking around saying B stood for Bell. Oh, maybe that was just me.
Oh.
There's probably an audio cassette somewhere.
Okay, so the other big reveal this week was Carly stabbing her husband completely out of the blue. Yeah, I know Ryan wants to talk about Carly.
I don't know. This is a family-friendly show, so I don't know.
No, go ahead.
The Carly expert, I guess.
Yes, you know, we drop the F-bomb all the time. Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much to say. I mean, it's about time that the audience finally sees what I've always seen in Carly all this time. She's a criminal. She's a killer. She's a criminal. I mean, yeah, this is just my hatred of the character. But her return was kind of interesting because it was kind of short, like the stabbing, like the prelude up to the stabbing, and when it finally happened, it's like, you know, did Lawrence Alamein go down that easy? And I don't know, it was kind of dumb at the same time, but I don't know if I want to waste any time on Carly because I don't know, she's kind of not worth it, but but it's going to be fun watching Vivian try to get her revenge on Carly, and you know, hopefully she'll get some help from Nicole, because Nicole is really good at digging holes, you know, so so, you know,
Nicole can help her lie, yeah.
That's funny. Or they can get Meredith to build another wall, but she's really good at laying bricks.
Yeah.
Instead of, put this sticking Curly in a grave, just, you know, brick her up somewhere. You know, this is already half built, so you might as well finish it. But we have a caller. We have area code 508. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Scammy.
This is Scammy.
How are you?
Good.
I have to add to that Carly comment. I think she is worth talking about because, I don't know, I should be nice and wait till she's on more, but I think she's worth talking about because it's just too easy to make fun of her.
It is.
You know? So, that's always worth talking about. I'm just waiting to see, you know, if this roundabout, if the character version 2.0 is any different than really she has been in the past, because in the past, quite honestly, it's nothing about the acting skills or anything like that. It's just something about that character. She's just, I don't know if she's perpetually the victim or what it is, but she just always has that look on her face like she's going to burst into tears at any second. Doesn't matter what's happening, she just always looks like she's going to burst into tears. So her face bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah, that's always my thing, too. I don't like her face. Oh, was that wrong?
You know, and I saw one of the clips of one of the promos where Crystal Chappelle was talking, and she just seemed... Which, I mean, I guess that's a testament to the actress, but she seems so different from the character. And I thought, geez, if the character was like this, I might like her.
That's actually very true, because I was watching the promo as well, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? She actually seems quite decent, you know, but her character sucks.
Yeah. I mean, the actress, she seemed bubbly, and the facial expressions, it didn't seem anything like Carly, but... Carly just always looks like she's going to burst into tears, and it's like you want to shake her and say, stop it! Just stop it! Knock that shit off!
You want to shake her or bury her alive?
Well, shake her and then drop her in the hole.
You Yeah, seriously, I think Sammy's got the corner on the about ready to cry stuff. They should, you know what I mean? That's her niche. Leave it to Sammy.
We don't need two of those.
We don't need two criers. That's too much. I can't handle that.
You know, I mean, I know Nicole cries sometimes, but at least it's not all the time like Sammy.
Yeah, I can't
handle two people who blubber and boo-hoo constantly. And really, I mean, Sammy has always been kind of a crybaby, but it was balanced because she was often getting pissed off and scheming to do something to somebody. So for that reason, in the past, it didn't get on my nerves. But now all she does is boo-hoo, and it's like, enough. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, I
know she's been through some bad things, but I don't think anybody wants to watch Sammy the victim.
Right. You know what? She hasn't changed in a while. It's been a while. I mean, usually she cried because she got caught scheming. But
right.
She still had, yeah, you had like a year, though, of watching her scheme first.
Right.
And then the crying.
Wasn't like a weekly thing.
Seriously.
Yeah, but she has an out.
That was the bad Sammy back instead of the good Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy has an out, though. I mean, that's not really Sammy you're watching. That's actually Colleen, reincarnated. Yeah.
Don't want to watch her either.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. I know there were some fans of Colleen. And what was the other alter
Santo.
Ego's name?
Yes, Santo.
Oh, yeah.
Santo.
Santo de Mara. But I never want to watch that crap again.
Same here.
I mean, I was willing to give it a chance, but I don't know. It was a combination of the writing and, you know, the bad accents and the wig of doom and the mustache, the porn stash, you know.
The porn stashio.
It was just a bit too much. I like movies that are like period pieces and whatnot, but maybe it's because it's daytime.
Done well.
They're on a when they're done well. But you know, the limited budget, and when you're doing something like that, it just, I don't know, the production values and everything else, it's just like, I don't know, it just comes off mostly as cheesy. I know that there were a contingent of fans that really liked that whole thing and thought it was well done, and there were parts that were well done, but overall it was like,
I kind of went off on a tangent there. Yeah.
So anyway, are we back to Carly or back to Sammy?
Whatever you want to talk about, that's fine. Go right ahead. You're our guest.
Okay.
I'll let you host. I'm going to take the night off. You go ahead and host. Carly, I have to say that I was... we have this one person who posts on the blog. Her name's Katie. I'm sure you guys read her post. And we were laughing a bit. We were having a good time with Carly's disguise on the plane when she was trying to look not suspicious. That was hysterical. She had the scarf in her head and the glasses, and her hands are shaking with her drink. And I thought that was great. And I was telling Katie, said, next time I'm on the plane, that's exactly how I'm going to dress.
Nobody will think I'm guilty.
Somebody will think you're like a Hollywood actress trying to not be recognized or something. It's like screams, I'm hiding and I'm in disguise.
I'll think, I'm a famous blogger, don't you know me? Shh, don't tell anybody, it's a secret. I thought that was just hysterical, though. I mean, my favorite part of Lawrence, I thought his death scene was cheesy as hell, but when he was torturing her on the plane, like she was hallucinating him, see, I love that. I think that's great. Whenever Carly is being tortured, that's always a good thing.
Yes, I haven't been so entertained by a dead guy since Mimi and Rex went off with the dead Dr. Rolf driving all over Salem with him in his car. I was like, this is great. This is a dead guy who's very entertaining. I'm actually sorry, Lawrence.
But is he dead?
He is dead. I don't think he is. Just because some lackey in the mansion said he was dead doesn't mean he's really dead.
Right.
They're just going to play it up for a while like he's dead, and then he'll come back, and he's going to, you know, give everyone hell, I think.
And, of course,
which
I guess
Vivian's
going to come back for revenge,
I'm
sure, to get Carly. Let's hope she finishes the job this time and really buries her alive.
In a way, though, he's kind of going to give her an out, though, but they can say, oh, look, Curly and Billy really didn't stab him to death. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she won't get charged. She won't get charged with stabbing him. She'll just be acquitted of not killing him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of giving her an out, but she really didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, they'll forgive her, or she'll skate on the whole attempted murder, even if he doesn't die.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
They should nail her for fleeing, though.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I said they should nail her for fleeing, though. She wiped the murder weapon, and then she fled the country. At least they should get her for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. They're not going to get her for that.
Nobody goes to jail on this show except Lucas. And Tony. Lucas and Tony. Isn't that just about it? Oh, well, Sammy did years ago, but almost nobody goes to jail on this show.
Oh, John.
They go in a coma. In a coma or jail?
Oh, how many times do you put freaking Stefano in a coma? Yeah, that's my other topic. The whole Stefano and Kate. So what did you guys think of Stefano and Kate the last 2 weeks? Their honeymoon stage.
We didn't see any honeymoon.
Well, I meant the honeymooners. How about that?
Honeymoon.
Not the honeymoon.
Oh, the
wedding.
The wedding was great.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the wedding.
I had fun watching Kate feeding Stefano tiramisu, or not feeding, but, you know, tempting
Victor
him
was
with all this stuff, and it's a brilliant way of trying to, mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of think Kate's doing it on purpose because, you know, she never wanted to be in the marriage, and it's a great way just to get him out of the way without, you know, getting her hands dirty, and it's, you know, so I'm kind of having fun with it, but I hope he doesn't stay in a coma for months over it either.
Yeah, I'm just hoping they don't backburner him just for Kate's storyline, Kate and EJ.
Yeah.
But that could be going because now what if he dies? She gets, the fortune or whatever? She gets everything?
Right.
Or part of it or something?
Or if
I just can't buy. Go ahead.
She said she was.
Sorry.
I'll shut up. Go ahead. I'm not hosting the show anymore. Scammy's doing it from now on. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't buy that Stefano's stupid enough to have Kate inherit almost everything. I mean, that's, or 51% of whatever it's going to be. That's pretty stupid. I mean, still got EJ and you still got Lexi, and you know, he's all concerned about Sydney staying his grandchild. So why would he give Kate control of the company?
Did we ever see them doing this contract or anything? This just came out of the blue. I didn't hear anything or see anything.
Kate just rubbed it into EJ's face at the hospital.
Yeah.
Lauren's doing an excellent job because, to me, I don't know where she's coming from. Did she really do it? Didn't she do it? Does she want him to pull through? Doesn't she? I mean,
I don't think she poisoned him, but she was kind of helping along. She knew what to do, what to feed him, what to, you know, encourage him to eat all that, knowing that he was diabetic, and then he probably would have a heart attack. I don't know. She's playing it well. You don't
mm-hmm.
know which way she wants it to go. She might enjoy being, you know, Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
DeMera. I don't know.
She seemed to be enjoying herself. It didn't seem like it was too bad.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that, Scammy and Orion? What do you think Kate's up to?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I enjoyed what I saw so far, but I guess I can admit that I didn't follow it all that much because at first I thought Kate would be really resistant to the whole thing, but I've seen scenes where it seems as if she was kind of happy, like she was being all like a doting wife to him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That threw me for a little while, but I don't know. I guess she is up to something because I can't picture Kate as the doting wife, so she probably is up to something, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But it has been fun so far.
It's hard to figure her out because, you know, there's the past history with her and Stefano, and I don't know if anybody remembers back to when some years ago we thought Stefano was dead. And there was the reading of the will and all that thing with that. And they never explained that, but there was this thing with Stefano leaving Kippers to Kate. And Kate just totally freaked out over it. I mean, she was seriously traumatized by being left the Kippers. And then they never explained the significance of the Kippers. But it was, you know, when he came back, it was just, there was just something in the past. And when they never followed through with it on the writing, that it was like, almost nobody really could scare Kate except for Stefano, and then it was like she was terrified. But then he came back another time, and then it's sort of like they're buddy-buddy, and I don't know. And it, so it's hard to figure out, is it like a love-hate thing? I'm curious to see where it goes, too. I just don't want to see any love scenes, though.
Come on. Yeah,
oh, why not?
Stefano spooning Kate? Oh, no. No, never mind. Never mind, no.
I could handle some spooning.
Hey, EJ would be okay.
That could be juicy.
There was going to be some kind of a Kate and EJ thing the way they were talking. You know, there was sort of that thing. He was threatening her. But there was still kind of that old flirtation chemistry thing going on. It made me wonder, you know, now that EJ is disgusted with Nicole and disgusted with Sammy, maybe he'll just go back to Kate and there'll be a triangle between father and son with Kate, which might be kind of fun for a while, you know, for a short-term thing.
I suggested that in an earlier show, don't you remember? I said EJ should try to seduce Kate away from Stefano.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Revenge sex. That could be fun.
Yes. Yeah, didn't I say, too, that I hope Kate didn't try to kill off Stefano? See, I predicted all this stuff. You guys need to start paying better attention to me.
What'd you say?
Okay. Oh, thanks.
What?
I tell you what, guys, you're talking about in the chat room. I'll never pronounce your name right. It's Wawame. She said that she doesn't want Kate wearing that ruffled pirate shirt again.
Oh.
And I think it's True, I don't know how you pronounce it, said that she's hoping Kate and Stefano have separate bedrooms.
Someone said she's had sex with every male member of the DiMera family. I said, that's about right.
Except for Tony.
Wait a
second. That was even implied, though.
That's just
yeah.
Wait until she wakes up one day and Stefano's standing at the foot of her bed naked. Just the reaction on her face.
She hasn't done Lexi yet either, so.
Oh, Lexi.
Remember when Bart died in the living room when Andre accidentally stabbed him? And Kate comes in and she just wheels Stefano upstairs in his wheelchair and takes care of him. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, it's kind of inappropriate. He's sitting there crying over Bart, and 2 minutes later, they're upstairs doing it. It's like, that's wrong. You have to have a little bit of a more, you know, wait till you at least get the body out of the mansion before you start having sex.
Yeah, that's Belle's job. Belle? She's turned on by death.
Sean, my uncle just died. Take me now. Please,
I
have
so not miss Belle. I never did like Belle, and I don't ever want to see her again.
I liked high school bubbly Belle. I did not care for adult Belle
very much. I liked the first Sean and Belle together.
Oh, I hated Sean and Belle and never liked them, ever. Didn't matter if the actor changed or not. Hated them.
Well, they're better than Mia and Chad. They were at that time.
Me and Chad stayed asleep.
It was the same age group, same teens, but they were a lot better to watch than me and Chad.
Yeah,
Yeah, the actors were better for Sean and Belle.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but Sean Belle made me want to...
better, I don't know.
Sean Belle may want me to put mute, but I mean, Chad and me, I just don't pay any attention. They just don't interest me. Belle with her whining, and Sean this, and Sean that, and, you know, and Sean, you know, yelling at her and calling her a whore. I mean, but she had sex once with another guy, and she's a whore. But Sean was such a hypocrite, and Belle was so whiny, I just couldn't take it. I mean, me and Chad are just, Will and all that, they're just boring. There's just nothing new there.
I thought, and Sean and Belle were, you know, related to core characters. So, you know, I thought they were going to be around a lot longer to torture us and with their bad storylines for as long as possible. And there's still the possibility, you know, maybe they'd come back sometime because you've always got this, you've still got the connection to Beau and Hope. But with me and Chad, unless Chad becomes Bo and Carly's long-lost kid, which I'm terrified of, right now there's no real connection with me and Chad to anyone in Salem, you know, so they could easily be expendable and, you know, and not need to be on the canvas anymore. And I'm really, you know, for me, it's like as soon as Mia had that kid, I would have been glad just to see her gone and never come back. When she came back, I started to groan and think, why? Because, yeah, she's just this little... She's just not strong enough to carry a storyline, and she drags down. I think the kid that, I don't remember the actor's name, but the one that plays Will isn't bad, but he's always dragged down when he's in scenes with her. And Chad just doesn't make, the guy that plays Chad just doesn't really make an impression on me. I don't particularly care to see him around in Salem much longer either.
I bet you there's a Borley baby out there, though. Somewhere.
Yeah, and Chad's the only one that's really the candidate unless you bring on a new actor.
Yeah. Just from what Lawrence was saying when he died, something about you'll never find. And then
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he said? I never caught what he said.
Yeah, he says you'll never find, and then he died. So I'm thinking somehow maybe he took a baby away from Carly or something. There's a baby out there. Bo and Carly baby. I don't know.
No.
No. I'm hoping the other theory I heard is correct.
What else could it be, though, when he says you'll never find? That had to mean something, I would think.
I heard another theory that I actually liked a whole lot better. It basically, the theory was that the child was Carly and Lawrence's child, but Lawrence was basically trying to, like, coerce her into staying into the marriage, like, keep her in the marriage, so he hid the child from her, so she was forced to stay with him. I like the scenario a whole lot better because it frees Bo of Carly's, influence.
Tentacle.
So, yeah, I like that scenario much better because, you know, that means we can get rid of Carly at some point.
We are not going to get rid of her, because we all know if you're BFFs with Gary Tomlin, not only will he not fire you, you're going to get a shitload of airtime. We learned that this week with Suzanne Rogers saying she was good friends with him, and that he told her last Christmas
that explains things.
Yeah, I mean, I love Suzanne, and she's an Emmy winner.
But I'm glad for her. Yeah,
I'm glad for her. But that's obviously what's going on here is you're friends with Gary. You're on the show, and if Gary doesn't like you, you're toast. So, that's obvious because we all remember, and Tay was ripping on Gary Tomlin from day one in his guest book. I mean, it was kind of thinly veiled, but I mean, we all knew he was kind of ripping on him, and they got rid of him as soon as his contract was up, he was fired. But he obviously wasn't friendly with Deidre and Drake and Mary Beth and Steven, and he's bringing actors onto the show that he's friends with, which are the Passions actors and Crystal, and showing a lot of Suzanne. So basically the way to get ahead on the show is you have to, you know, rub Gary Tolman's shoulders or something.
Or pull down his pants and plant a nice big wet one on his butt. Oh, no, never mind. I'm a little out of control tonight. You know?
Well, you know, so much for Crystal Chappelle being, you know, the number one powerful person in the soap world, according to Nelson Bronco, because her first episode back, the ratings didn't even get a blip, as I understand it. Where are all these viewers that are supposed to be following her, all these Guiding Light viewers and Venice followers, where are they? I didn't see any indication that she... It's very unlike like when Deidre Hall returned to the show way back in whatever, 91, and the show shot up to like, I don't know, number one or number two just for, you know, on her first episode or just when she first came back. But we're not seeing that with Crystal Chappelle because, you know, I think so much of it is just spin. I don't know, spin coming from Gary Tomlin or Nelson Branco or, you know, collection of everyone, but it's so much spin, but you're not seeing any results from this.
Well, I'm interested to see what this past week's rating's going to be. But, I mean, that episode she was on a Friday, which is notoriously a bad day of the week, and it was a 2.1, which really isn't that bad for a Friday. Usually they're kind of like at a 1.9. So if it did go up, it went up a little bit, but we'll see what happened this past week. But still, too, a lot of the Jamie fans might have turned in last week, because that's when, you know, EJ and Nicole had their big fight, and he learned some of the truth. So I'm assuming last week's ratings are going to be really good, but
yeah,
we'll see.
That'll be the real proof of how powerful she is or how popular the character of Carly is.
Hmm.
You know, because as I recall, when Carly left, I don't remember a big hue and cry of, oh, my God, Carly's leaving the show. I don't remember anyone particularly. Of course, this was before the internet and all that, but I don't remember a big deal made out of her leaving the show. And so much of her popularity now is due from the other things Crystal Chappelle has done since playing Carly. And so I just have a feeling there's going to be a lot of disappointment once they realize what a dull character Carly usually is, unless they really jazz her character up in some way.
Didn't she say
I have to admit.
Be different?
No. Do I find her different right now?
She hasn't
been on the show enough to
not
to
long.
Tell.
Yeah, but she said she's supposed to be. Carly's supposed to be different than she was, you know, back before. No, she hasn't been on enough though.
Her character right now is still in a bit of a shock. So she's, you know, I mean, you can't really feel what she's really like because she's not in her. You know, in her head right now, she's still reeling about what happened. So you really don't know what she's like in a normal situation right now. But Walame just said that last time Days was number one was for the S&K yacht wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Back in 1987, and that was gorgeous. I remember that. It was probably the best Days wedding ever.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
That was amazing.
But, you know, it made me wonder, you know, she called Bo. Now, that made sense because, you know, Bo was the man she nearly married, you know, when she left Salem. He's a cop, and he could get out of her mess. And she's like, oh, I can't get a hold of Bo, so now I'm going to call Justin. I'm like, Justin?
How did she get their number?
You hadn't talked to Justin in years. Why would you all – that was just too convenient for me to swallow. That was just kind of stupid, I thought. Yeah,
how did she have their numbers when she hasn't seen them for 16 years?
Yeah. On her cell phone.
On a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't remember her being involved with Justin at all. I mean, I could see her maybe calling Jennifer. I mean, that would have made sense out of anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just supposed to go with it.
Yeah.
Well, I know we are, but it's just so stupid, that's all, you know.
Yeah.
The plot. For the plot.
Yeah.
I have to admit that when Carly left, I cried.
Out of happiness?
Oh, yeah.
We had a party.
I literally cried tears of joy.
But, you know, speaking of changing characters because of the plot, the other thing I had a problem was you had Bo complaining to Justin, I haven't heard from Hope, I haven't heard from my child, they've run off, and he was all upset. Then Sierra calls him, and instead of being overjoyed that he's heard from his daughter again or being upset that Hope didn't talk to him on the phone, he starts wondering, well, gee, who is that person calling me from the airplane? And he was more obsessed with that than he was from the issue he was just bitching about for the last episode, you know, And then all of a sudden Hope isn't going to talk to him on the phone when she's always fighting to, like, keep the marriage together. And it's just seems like such an obvious way of changing the characters around to just sort of nudge Carly into the forefront more. And that bothered me, too. It's like I want a good triangle. I really want a good triangle with three good characters that are all very solidly written. But automatically, you're seeing that the characters are getting all messed up just for the sake of, you know, coming up with this with a triangle that's going to be, you know, just won't be as good, in my opinion.
Yeah. If you have to throw Hope under the bus to make Carly a possibility, then that's not good writing.
Right.
I agree.
And that's the only way they know how to do it. That's the whole Marlena-John Roman triangle. I keep going back to that, but like I remember Roman, they really threw his character into the bus and made him very unsympathetic to pimp the Marlena-John coupling. And, you know, why'd they have to do that? Wouldn't it have been more interesting and more, you know, make Marlena more torn between two guys and not one that was being kind of a jerk and the other one being kind of the better guy? I mean, you don't want it to be too one-sided one way, because then it's not really a triangle, you know? That's the way
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember one of the blogs I did. I was talking about, Dan Lone Lucas reminded me of Tony, Kristen, and John. But that was just a crappy love triangle, and Dan Lone Lucas was a crappy love triangle. And for the audience, there really wasn't any rooting couple, and they were ruining the legacy character, you know, of Tony to make John look better, and then ruining Lucas to make Daniel look better. And that episode, that really pissed me off. I wrote about when Daniel was sitting there ripping on Lucas, because Lucas sent Chloe annulment papers, and finally. Chloe's starting to feel kind of bad about how badly she treated Lucas. And he's like, oh, Lucas needs to grow up. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? And, you know, he's the victim, you know. You're the one who can't keep it in your pants. You're the one who needs to grow up. That really pissed me off.
Pissed me off, I mean, too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't think...
It was a lot like that triangle, too, because you also had Chloe praying to God, is it okay, God, if I'm with Daniel if I really care about Daniel when I'm married to this other guy? And Kristen used to do the same thing. She'd sit there in the church and say, oh, I have these feelings about John when I'm married to, you know, Tony. What am I going to do? And that so annoyed me. And then you had the frame-up for the murder, which, you know, you didn't have Lucas framing up Daniel for the murder, but other than that,
Kate doing it.
It was practically an extension of Lucas, but, you know, it was very much copied from that last storyline, and I hated that storyline, and, you know, I don't hate this one as much because, I mean, I like Lucas, this one doesn't bother me quite as much because I'm not as invested in any of the characters in this, but I do recognize how similar this story is to that one.
Yeah, if you're going to copy a storyline that was good the first time. Copy a storyline that was bad.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. I mean, seriously, yeah, but I remember Kristen, she went to church and was praying because she was on birth control and that was a sin, and because Tony wanted a baby and she was lying that, you know, she was trying to get pregnant while she was on the pill, and turns out Tony was lying because he wasn't blind and he said he was. And the whole thing was so stupid. But it's the same thing with Chloe, just two kind of whorish women praying to God to let them have their cake and eat it too. But Saddle Shoes is on the phone, so
hi guys.
Say hi to Saddle. Hi, we missed you last time.
Hello.
I know, I missed you guys. I have a voice now.
Oh, good.
I'm on a horse, but it's back. I hear you guys are talking about the good old 90s. Look.
Well, everything is 90s again from the sounds of it, you know. We've got Carly and Vivian.
Yeah. Well, and anything you don't recognize is probably something Tomlin did back in 80 and is just rehashing that, too. Although I haven't watched all this week, so.
What are you talking about? What they're rehashing?
Tomlin used to write. He was a head writer back in 1980.
Uh-huh.
He was one of them. So I'm sure we'll see some of his stuff that he did.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised. So I missed the first half of the show, so I don't know what you guys have talked about.
Well, we did talk about Suzanne Rogers being best friends with him, and I imagine that showed up around when he was head writer. So.
Yeah. Well, but as I saw that on the blog, and I was thinking, well, if he was really, really best friends with her, he'd give her a storyline. He hasn't done that. She's just kind of around the edges. She's getting more screen time, but she's not getting anything meaty.
Well, Alice Horton. She's replacing Alice Horton as the one all the lovers come to with their problems, you know.
Which should be Julie.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to do that, it really ought to be Julie. She's at least a Horton.
Oh, I want to make sure you wanted to talk about Nelson's power list. So I make sure you put that in there. Since we only have 19 minutes left, so I want to make sure you get in what you wanted to say.
I get to bitch and whine about Nelson.
Yes, go ahead.
I hear he did an interview with Crystal. Was that any good?
Yeah.
But the power list was just stupid. Obviously, it means a whole lot. I saw the ratings for this last week. Wow, it went up. Actually, Friday wasn't 1.9 like it usually is. It's 2.1, but it was lower than it was Monday. So I guess it wasn't that big of a deal to have Crystal come back.
The powerless list.
Well, you know, it really discredits his list. He had Eric Braeden on that list, too, and, you know, Victor Newman on Young the Restless, and as we all know with the news that broke, you know, last week that Young the Restless is firing him because he's being too hard to deal with. Well, it shows you how powerful Eric Braeden is, huh? Okay. Scratch that one off the power list.
And somebody told Nelson that obviously Sony is not reading his blog.
Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly what happened.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's not exactly what happened with Eric Braeden. His contract's not up till next year, and they want him to take a pay cut now. And he refused.
They're on days.
There are people take
Peter
pay
Reckle,
cuts.
Peter Reckle and Kristen Alfonso, their contracts were not up, and they had to take pay cuts.
Their cycles
were up.
And
when they saw what was going to happen to them, they went, oh, okay. Great, people offered one, though. They were the only ones who were offered one, which is why I get tired of hearing,
the other ones weren't offered.
It was all about money. It was if they would have taken less money, they would still be here. Bullshit.
Right.
Someone wanted to get rid of everybody. So we could put up with Chloe 24 hours a day. She's lovely.
But she's so talented.
Oh. When
Someone
she's
in
a coma.
Yeah.
When she's in a coma or talking to a priest, that's just great.
Right. Oh. And someone said, Chloe and God, another lousy couple.
Now, if Chloe were possessed, that would be interesting.
Don't give them any ideas. Because they'll
oh,
do
no.
it.
No.
Oh, wait.
Oh, come on. We haven't had a possession in a decade. It's time for another one.
Again. Right.
Yeah, well, if they're going to have somebody possessed, then could they at least have it be Crystal Chappelle? So somebody who could act as opposed to Nadia? I couldn't even, no way.
The Deidre fans would flip out if they took Marlena's possession storyline and gave it to Crystal Chappelle.
She could act it. Nadia, there's no way in hell Nadia could do that.
I understand your point of view. My point of view is Corday doesn't want more death threats. He's not going to do another.
So why does he keep saying everything to provoke them?
They're giving Crystal Peter Reckle. So you're ruining hope. So you know. How much is she going to get?
Oh, put her with Dustin.
Put Hope and Justin.
And then they're running Justin, too. It's like, well, I'm really hoping that, you know, Judy Evans might come back to the show. So at least we'll have some kind of a real history with Justin and Adrian back, and viewers can remember who they are. And, you know, and then that would be interesting, because then you have the whole, you know, you'd have a real triangle with Adrian, Justin, and Hope. But, yeah, like I said, they keep ruining the characters just to make the triangles, and they don't need to do that.
I kind of get the impression they're going to do to Wally what they did to Leanne. They'll just keep him hanging there. They won't give him a contract. They'll have him. They'll just keep using him and not have a contract. And when they get tired of doing that, then that's it. They'll be gone. I don't see him getting a contract. It sucks. I'd much rather see him than a lot of the other people I have to put up with when I walk.
Oh yeah.
You mean you don't find Chad much more interesting to watch than Wally Kurth? I don't get it.
Oh, when I have to hear that he's Lawrence, Larry, and Carly's son, oh yeah. Which is at least an improvement on him being a Demera. If I have to have him be a Demera, I'm really gonna get sick. For me,
he's
Demera. Oh my God.
No.
That would just be.
Yeah, if you're gonna create a new Demera, not one of those. Characters.
Did you guys talk about the baby switch?
Right? A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
I saw a spoiler that they're going to have Victor sell EJ his drug.
I saw his drug business. Yeah.
That's terrible.
He wants to get into the drug business with him, or something. EJ.
Didn't Victor already get out of the drug business?
EJ his drug business.
Yeah, they're sending EJ down the same path they sent Tony in the 90s. They're going to ruin him. They're really going to ruin him. Either that or worse, they're going to make him Peter.
Oh, not Peter.
Yeah.
They're making him slimier by the day.
Yeah. Yeah, he is getting kind of,
Well, they've been running EJ for a while now. Ever since Race came on the scene, EJ's really been getting messed up.
Well, ever since Tomlin took over. I wasn't happy before they did the hospital stuff. I wasn't really crazy about him before that, but after that it got really bad. He's not EJ anymore. Not the EJ that showed up. He certainly doesn't have a sense of humor anymore. Now I understand he probably wouldn't have one at the moment, but with everything going on, but even when things were really bad, he used to have at least some kind of humor. Nobody has any humor on the show anymore, do they?
There's no romance on the show anymore
Victor's the only one that has humor.
Victor.
Yeah. Maggie's on the line.
And Stephanie.
Victor and a little Melanie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Melanie. Yeah.
Kate and Stefano's wedding, that was funny.
Yeah.
Too bad the ratings didn't go up for it.
Yeah, it's a shame. Also, Beatrice wrote in her chat room that Mia could get possessed by a good actress.
There we go. That'll work.
Oh.
Seriously, can't they recast her if they're going to keep the character around? There's got to be
something
better.
They've got to do something. They've got to do something with that character. She is just terrible. Of course, it doesn't take much to impress people, though, because I guess the day she told Chad, everybody was going on about how good she was doing, and I looked at it, and she looked the same to me.
Yeah.
She does all the other times.
The same
I couldn't
all
tell
the
a difference. They were going, she was so hunched down, and she looked scared, and I watched it, and she didn't look scared to me. If that's their idea of scared, I don't know.
No, she needs to go. If they insist on having that character stay around forever, they really need to replace the actress, I think.
Well, make her go take lessons or something. I'm not sure lessons will help.
I'm just over it. I don't even know, if I could even deal with it if she became a good actress. I've just been so burned by all these boring scenes. I can't. But, I forgive, Melanie, the actress that played her, everyone bashed for a while. But, I kind of liked the whole Melanie Nathan scene on Friday where he was, doing the hand thing. That was kind of cute.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get bashed for this, but I like Melanie and Philip.
I do, too.
Oh, I like Melanie and Nathan.
I know she's young for the way Philip is, the age Philip is supposed to be. But they're fun together, at least. At least that's about the only fun part of the show I've seen lately.
I enjoyed Stephanie's disappointment.
You enjoyed what?
I enjoyed Stephanie's disappointment.
Oh.
She was left holding. She was left holding them.
They've taken everybody away that makes Stephanie.
Did anybody miss
alive.
Stephanie when she
was
gone? What? Did anybody miss Stephanie when she was gone?
I forgot she was on the show. I forgot she was on the show anymore.
Yeah, yeah. When she came back, it's like, whoa, where was she at?
I mean, the whole point of putting her with Philip would be because her parents would go bonkers. And if they take her parents away, then what's the point? I don't get that.
Besides having
her break up with Philip a million times just isn't interesting.
Yeah. Definitely dragged Philip down, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know part of it is I'm spoiled. Just breaking up isn't interesting unless they do something with it that's different. But I know some people that's fine. So. But she doesn't seem to be all that popular when I go look on the board.
Who's Stephanie?
Yeah. People are always whining about her. They want her gone.
I tried to like her, but I just can't.
That's me. That's the same as me.
I really, really tried.
I just can't.
I know. I really tried. I really adore her parents, but I just can't like you, Stephanie. Everything she does is boring to me. The way she bats her eyelashes, boring. I mean, everything. It's like, go away.
How she can be Steve Johnson's daughter is just beyond me. I don't get that.
Yeah, she seems to be more...
I can't see anybody like Philip being interested in somebody that blah.
I agree.
Well, he liked Belle, though. He liked Belle, though.
That's true. I know. But I think the thing about Belle was that it was a chase. He couldn't have her.
But interestingly enough,
like
Belle
Chloe, too.
Belle wasn't boring around Philip. Belle could let her inner bitch out when she was around Philip. That was the only time I liked her.
Yeah.
She let her inner bitch out. She didn't have the... You know, she wasn't the glittery hoo-ha, and Philip called her on it, and I liked that. And, you know, she wasn't the perfect little Miss Belle anymore.
Well, if she came back, she'd be a Demira now, so maybe they could make her a total bitch.
Oh, that's right.
They should have gone with that, because, you know, I think that's where the actress's strengths were. They should have had her be more bitchy.
Well, see, they should have done that with Kristen Storms, too. Have you seen her on General Hospital? She's a great bitch. She's wonderful. She's come alive. It's like, I didn't know this person could do this, really. I never saw even a speck of that when she was Belle. I guess I just missed it. Of course, I did fast forward a lot. So...
We have another caller. For real.
Hello.
For real.
I'm new.
You're new.
But a lot of people know me already. I've never been on here, and I wrote today to some of my friends that I was going to try and come on here when I got off work. And I'm kind of known by Bleepity, if somebody.
Bleepity.
I'm Bleepity. Okay, does it ring a bell?
Why did they call you Bleepity?
It's just the name I gave myself on a certain board. Okay, do I have any people that know me on here right now?
I know the name. Yeah.
You do? Good. Good. Well, I'm glad to join for the first time, and I'm trying to follow what you guys are saying, and I find it interesting. So... And I just want to introduce myself, and hopefully I can be on here next week if I get on time.
Cool. Oh, thanks for calling.
Yeah. How long do you think you'll be on tonight?
The show's on for 5 more minutes, but we can keep talking for another hour, actually. It'll record for another hour, and anybody who wants to continue to listen, they just have to call in to the guest number, and they can listen that way.
Am I allowed to talk then?
Yeah, go ahead and talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll just contribute. Yes, I agree about Stephanie. She's boring.
Yay!
And I agree about Belle. Somebody brought up something about the glittery hoo-ha, which is hilarious. And have we had any hen talk tonight, or is that verboten?
No talking about hen. Sorry.
Oh, no talking about hen.
No talking about hen.
No talking. Okay. I just want to know what the ground rules are. Is this totally about the show, or?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who is that male guy laughing? Is he also got go by? Well, maybe I better not out anybody.
Don't out anybody, please.
No, I can't.
No outing.
Okay.
It's a Diva Spy Network.
It's a Diva Spy Network. Okay.
Diva Spy Network agent number 3.
Does anybody on here have the initials NB?
I thought that was agent number 3. agent number 3 was passing out Kool-Aid before the show. You missed it.
Oh, okay. No, but
we've been drinking Kool-Aid all night.
But there are no relations. They're no relation to DB, the D-bag. No?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Oh, I missed the Kool-Aid.
So,
I've got them right here.
How many flavors did you make?
Actually, I purchased 2 before the show, cherry and berry blue.
Oh, okay. Is it sugarless or laced with arsenic?
No. it's actually pre-made, so, you know.
Oh, that's good. So you could make Jello shots out of it. It would be called Kool-Aid shots. That'd be something new, wouldn't it?
Oh.
As long
that's
as you're drinking
idea.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you can make Kool-Aid shots.
As long as you're drinking the Kool-Aid, it's all good.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what you put in it, huh?
Oh, okay.
The show's going to be over in 3 minutes, so you guys are going to keep talking, and anybody who is not currently phoned in wants to continue to listen, call in at 914-338-1239. So you won't be streaming live on the web in 2 minutes, but you can hear through the phone number 914-338-1239, and also Blog Talk Radio will keep recording for another hour. So we can talk as long as we want. But unless someone calls in, they're not going to be able to hear us.
My antivirus won't let me log on to Blog Radio. I'm serious. It won't let me, or that website, it won't let me get onto it. It keeps kicking it out. So why, I don't know.
I don't know. I never had a problem.
Yeah, well, I have an old computer. It's a piece of junk, so.
It did boot me out of the chat room a couple times.
Tonight. Oh, it did?
Yeah, I just got. It said someone else was logged in under my name. It's like, well, how'd they do that?
Yeah. Do you all have aliases right now, or names, or anything you go by, or?
Yeah, we have Orion, Queen of the Night, Fancy Face, Saddle Shoes, and Scammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people can associate me with Bleepity then, and I'm all right.
You're cool.
Okay.
But that's what you want, that's cool with me.
Yeah, I might as well just go with that. It's anonymous enough. I mean, I won't have any, I won't have the Salem PD knocking at my door.
You really think they're going to figure that out?
You have nothing to worry about if it's a Salem PD.
Salem PD isn't able to knock on anybody's door in Salem.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to worry.
Okay, although I wouldn't mind if Bo knocked on my door. You know, that'd be all right.
Me either.
As long as it's not Roman, yes.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Roman.
Yeah, Roman's got, I don't know, he needs a new surgeon.
I wasn't able to let his face move.
He's a little squinty-eyed these days.
Well, we could scratch Josh Taylor off the interview list. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were dying for that interview.
You don't think he'd show up, do you?
Oh.
Maybe he'd bring his buddy Corday.
Yes. Josh, call us. Yes, the show is ending soon. Call us at 914-338-1239 if you want to continue to listen live. Or you can listen to the show tomorrow. It should be available on our profile. So, yeah. Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about next? We haven't talked about Melanie.
Oh, you haven't?
Melanie and Oliver,
oh,
man.
I heard she went on a date with Nathan. How'd that go? I've heard some people say it was kind of boring.
Philip showed up.
Oh, Philip showed up?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go watch that. That sounds
amazing. Of course, he just happened to come into the Cheating Heart when they were there.
Oh, they were in
the worst place for a date.
They were in the Cheating Heart.
At least Philip Perry wasn't sticking up like Alfalfa.
There's a doctor with a heart of gold, man.
Who's that, Nathan?
He can't be that cheap, really. He took me to the.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's where she wanted to go.
If you want to impress a date, that's where you bring him, is the Cheating Heart.
I hate that set so much. Oh.
I just hope the Cheating Heart got a new safe because Melanie was there.
I think that's probably the oldest set they have, too. That set's been around a long time. That set was around in the early 80s.
It was fun in the 80s, but now
there was a bar called the Cheating Heart.
Yeah.
Where and Eugene used to hang out. It sure looks the same.
How about that same hotel room set they've used for six different storylines? They used it for Dr. Baker.
People are just rotating it. Kate stayed there. Anna was living there.
They changed the curtain.
Wasn't Steve and Kayla living there?
Yes.
It's been like a revolving door.
Oh, that's right.
They just changed the wallpaper and the curtains.
They probably just used, like, paper, not wallpaper.
Wrapping paper.
Yeah. Tissue paper.
They go to Salem Place, which no longer exists, but.
I miss Salem Place.
I miss a lot of things they used to do, including, like, romance. That would be nice.
Well, obviously the show can't write romance anymore if Melanie's doing exactly the same thing Stephanie did. Didn't Stephanie take Philip to Cheating Heart? Just to prove it. Yeah,
Melanie is a reincarnation of Chelsea, what Chelsea did. Chelsea was a bad girl doing all kinds of bad stuff, and now they're trying to redeem Melanie.
Well, Melanie didn't do things that were that bad, though. Melanie didn't run over anybody with her car.
She hasn't done anything like Chelsea did. She didn't run over a 3-4-year-old kid.
Right.
And she wasn't a swamp baby. At least she was a real baby at one point.
Even though we don't know her mother, but she doesn't have a mother. So that's still up in
the
air how she came into being.
Oh, good point.
Well, I'm waiting for it to be Nicole, but we'll see.
But Nicole said on that tape, though, that was her one and only pregnancy, was the baby she miscarried.
I think it would make more sense for Melanie to be Carly's kid than Chad. Chad's so young.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if that was Carly's. I'd actually be in favor of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Carly and Chad in the scene together. That'd be awful. I mean, who wants to watch that?
Well, do you think Carly has a screw loose this time around?
Carly has a what?
Do you think Carly has a screw loose this time around? Does she seem like she's nuts?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be something at least. I just hope she doesn't have any real connection to Rafe because, I mean, why are they having her... In the spoilers, they have her helping him, and why would she be doing that?
Yeah, she's sucking face with him.
Oh, you're
really?
Kidding.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Ooh. She gives him CPR.
No. I think it's because Rafe has to be pissed.
That's still
gross. For an FBI agent, he sure gets in a lot of trouble and gets tied up a lot. He's not very good.
Yeah, well, that's because the writers aren't very good.
I mean, if you're an FBI agent or whatever, I mean, they train you on how to get out of situations like that. I mean,
so far, the only thing he's managed to do that's right is figure out that Sydney is not Nicole's kid. That's the only thing he's figured out so far that actually worked. Not that he got it to give it to anybody. He couldn't tell anybody. Because Meredith, that lame brain, she couldn't have killed him. No. I'm not looking forward to having to see him again.
Are we rooting for Meredith?
Yeah. I'll tell you. She'd be perfect to have at your Halloween party this year.
Can she kill Ariana, too?
If I have to
watch much more of Ariana with those big, huge victim eyes of hers, it's just going to...
Yeah.
I'd be nuts.
Yeah, Teresa.
Well, you guys heard there's going to be a new younger sister for Rafe and Ariana, right?
Yeah, Paloma.
Yeah.
Isn't Rafe an orphan?
Thought he started out that way.
He's got a lot of siblings from the orphan.
Yeah.
They must have been the boxcar family or something. I mean, I don't know.
You mark my words, they'll find a way to make him a Damara. One of them. They'll find a way.
I've heard that. I heard that a long time ago.
Well, I thought they'd make Lucas a Damara. That's what I always thought.
Oh,
well, that
they should have.
Better, but
I think they should have too.
Yeah.
Well, when he comes back, maybe he can work for EJ. That would be something. That would at least be more amusing than what we're getting.
Wasn't Victor a hoot though when he told her get the dosage right, eh? Or he said, "Oi." To Lauren Coslow, I don't know if anybody caught that. He said, "You didn't get the dosage right," to Chloe, and now Stefano. He goes, "Oi." I don't know if you could hear that or not, but I caught it. I was laughing my head off.
Well, Fancy Face is signing off now because I'm getting tired.
Oh, ma'am.
I know.
She's
going
to sign off too because she's got a long way to drive home still. So.
Ma'am. Good night, guys.
And the night's going to be going too.
Good night. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you. Bye bye.
Good night.
Is anybody else leaving?
Yeah, Queen of the Night's going to go, too. She's tired. She's talking to all you guys.
Jamie has to go back to work.
So have you had a star or anybody from the show on this?
Not yet. But we're working on,
we're working on people
right now. Yeah.
You're working on a few?
Yeah, just one said yes, but we're waiting for a time.
Oh, okay.
And we still haven't heard from one. Yes or no?
Yeah.
I can't wait till we have Rafe on the show.
He's probably the one that would do it.
I can imagine the first question. Why are you so boring?
We'll let you ask that one.
Was he boring on Passions also?
He was boring and dumb.
Oh, okay.
So basically he's the same.
I'd like to hear the answer to that question.
Is that his real name in real life?
It's Galen, isn't it? Which is an awful name.
Who would name their kid that?
I don't know. Maybe it's a family name. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's a stage name.
Yeah, I mean, golly. I mean, oh, man, I don't know. That's a weird name.
Maybe that's his porn name. His real name is Bob Smith.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm going to be going now, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, did I tell you?
Bye, Queen.
Bye.
Bye.
I did not make the benefit for Bart last night. I don't know if you saw that I was going to, $115 at the door is a little too rich for my blood. He was at an Eastern Scale charity event. He's teaching in Michigan now.
Yeah, if you have a link or something or an article or anything about it, give it to us and we'll put it on the blog. Because I didn't mention anywhere about Steve Blackwood.
If you Google Michigan Easter Seals, it was under there for one of their events for October 9th.
Oh, okay.
But I did not attend. A little too rich for my blood. I mean, If he charged $10 for an autograph and a picture, you know, I would have done that fine. But I don't know. It's actually muscular dystrophy is one of my favorite charities, and that I would have done it for.
Mm-hmm.
But Easter Seals is okay, but it's not something I always contribute to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
okay.
So who am I talking to now?
You're talking to Orion, and you're talking to Scammy, and you're talking to the Diva.
Oh,
just the
okay.
four of us.
Oh, I'm talking to the Diva.
Yeah.
You're talking to the triple threat.
The triple.
Well, it's been fun chatting with you, Diva. I do have to go as well.
Aww.
Oh, Scammy.
Well, I'm so glad you called, Scammy.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I
can
talk to anybody. Especially after I got off work, because I had a lunatic as one of my last customers tonight. He was shopping in the store and was actually counting his steps. He'd walk down an aisle, leave his cart, and walk backwards the exact same number of steps. And he had weights on his ankles like Napoleon Dynamite, like those boots. This guy was a lunatic.
Obsessive health disorder.
He had OCD. He was counting his steps as he was in the store. And then he realized that I had to have a manager come up and witness his transaction because he was getting loonier and loonier. Then finally his guardian came in and admitted she was sorry that he was in the store and she'd get him out of there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's late night working in a grocery store. It's fun. I had a goofball tonight, yeah.
All right, well.
I feel bad about laughing at him because he's a guardian. I feel bad now.
Well, last time he was in, he swiped 5 pounds of cheese from the deli. And when we caught him trying to get out the store with it, he almost went on the floor having a conniption fit. He was almost going to spin, I swear. And it was a week before Christmas, and it was really nice, let me tell you. With little kids all around, and the Christmas Santa bobbing his head up and down by the door. And here's this lunatic trying to leave with 5 pounds of cheese.
Do you have that on tape?
Pardon?
Do you guys have that on tape? Do you have a security camera or something?
The management will never admit to us what they have on tape, what they have on and off tape. Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Yeah. If we could get it on tape. Yeah.
Thanks for the story, Bleepity. I do have to run. It's been fun talking to you all.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, I should get... I
have a good night.
Good night. I should get going, too. Because this is my sister's cell phone, and I'm using her minutes. Mine I have to renew Monday. So that's why I have no minutes left, yeah. So.
Oh, God, I'm crying. That was a bad story. Oh, God.
What, the cheese?
Yes, I'm crying. That's so funny.
Yeah, he swiped 5 pounds of cheese. Yeah.
Well, we see that on Days of Our Lives, too. We know they're listening to the show.
Yeah, well, actually, he does kind of look like Eugene, too. He's a tall,
oh,
goofy-looking dude. He has a neck like an ostrich. He's a real loon. 45-year-old guy. And his sister came in and apologized for him shopping in our store tonight because she says normally he goes in the other store, but I think he's not allowed back in there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he literally was counting his steps. He would leave his cart in an aisle, then go down the aisle, and then he would walk backwards counting the same amount of steps.
You should have bumped into him and made him lose his count.
Yeah. I don't know what would have happened. I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
He might have taken off all his clothes right there in the aisle for all I know. But he missed a step. Yeah, it was fun. Well, I'll let you all go because this is costing my sister money.
So tell her we said thank you.
Okay.
Next time you call in, you better give us another story.
I'll try and think one up. I have a million of them. But they're true.
God.
They're all true. Okay, this is Bleepity over and out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm glad we stopped talking about the show.
I'm still wiping tears off my eyes. Oh my god. I don't know. I guess maybe he thought if he walked backwards and retraced his steps, he'd disappear. I mean, what's the point? Oh god, that was too funny.
She should have bumped into him just to screw with him.
Or maybe, you know what? Or you know what you do too? That always screws me up when people do it is when you just start saying other numbers around them. Like he's on like two and he's like on 23, say 56, 49, 18, you know.
Oh, they might get violent with you. Stop it!
No, I do. I honestly feel bad. But if the guy's counting his steps and retracing them backwards, then he's really not right in the head. I mean, you know.
My kind of person. A kindred spirit.
Oh, God. Are you sure it wasn't? Well, I guess it wasn't you because you have an alibi. You're on the show.
Do they really know that?
Well, maybe you have an evil twin.
I think I pretty much choke about 90% of the time on the show tonight. Oh, well.
Yeah, we had six people on at once. That was pretty impressive. Wow, I didn't even know I could do that. We didn't trample on each other too much, so that was good. Everybody got to talk a little bit.
Maybe someday we'll have 20 people on the air at the same time.
Oh, God.
Have fun with that nightmare.
Yeah, well, you know, if you listen to earlier shows, I mean, I had a hard time, you know, just keeping, you know, three of us or just four of us, you know, from like breaking into chaos. And I guess six people were talking about, you know, crazy guys tall cheese. Oh, man, that's going into the Hall of Fame. I'm gonna have to embed that on the blog because everybody's gonna have to listen to that. That's just wrong. Oh. So is there anything else you want to talk about with the show? Any thoughts going through your head?
Wait a second. Who else is there? No one?
No, it's just us. Everybody else is in bed.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if I was smart, I'd go to bed because I've been up since Friday, but I don't know.
Friday? What's up
with
that?
The what?
What's up with that?
I just couldn't sleep.
Oh, bugger.
I couldn't sleep. Myself and, you know, the, you know, other caller, you know, that's scary. We seem to have the same sleep deprivation issue, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still up, but I don't know. I almost nodded off before the show. I go, no, I can't nod off. I pass out. I'll never hear the end of it. Especially with the build-up, like, you know what? I'm going to call. I'm going to be there. I'm going to call. It's like, yeah, dude, you better stay awake.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You have some people say, we're going to call, and, you know, and sit there and look, and they didn't call, and... You know, one person had the excuse that she, oh, no, that was something else, but never mind, I forgot. Oh, she got drunk. She was too drunk to call. It's like, you know, come on.
Maybe that's,
that's
what I should have done.
Excuse. Yes.
Maybe I should have done that. Maybe it would have worked out better for me. I don't know.
Just keep the vodka away from the Kool-Aid.
Hey, I got enough Kool-Aid here. I'm afraid to listen to the download, the stream later on, because I don't know. I know I choked, but I'm just afraid to listen to it now.
the second show, I don't know if you listened to that one, that was bad. Well, the first 3 seconds was bad. There's, I wasn't on air. That's a problem. And then I called Queen of the Night by Fancy Face's name. you should just hear dead Aaron, hello. And she didn't answer because she thought I was talking to the other girl. And yeah, but after that it was fine. But still, when I listened to it, I'm like, oh, God, I wish I could edit all that out. Because it was bad.
Oh, I guess that's kind of the risk that you take with the whole live thing.
Yeah, well, who wants to listen to a perfect show? That's boring. You're not going to hear stories about, you know, guys stealing cheese on a perfect show. So, I mean, you know, imperfect's boring. Well, that's the thing. You know, all the other shows, none of them are live. So that's what I like about our show. Ours is live, and we take callers, and, you know, it's not scripted and all that. I mean, we just have topics, and it's a free-for-all. And I enjoy that. It's fun. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other ones, I mean, I can't listen to the other podcasts. I can't do it. After a while, I just get bored. You know what I mean? They just don't interest me. I know Fancy Face listens to a lot of them, but I just can't listen to them. Even with the ones with the celebrities, sometimes I can't listen to them. I get bored.
I only listen to one other podcast, and, you know, it's fine during the first hour. After that, it's like, okay, I'm zoning out now.
That's the thing. I think it's my attention span. That's my problem. Like, after half an hour, it's like, okay, I'm bored. I'm going to go do something else. This is taking too much of my time. Is your other one a soaps one, or is it something else?
Nah, my other one is a video game one.
Oh, okay.
They talk about video games, but, you know, they've got a good flow. They got good personalities. They're funny, but at the same time, you know, it's like I can't really sit there for an entire 2 hours listening to the podcast. Like, no, I'll do about 45 minutes to an hour, and then, you know, I'll break it up the next few days. Okay, be honest. How badly did I choke tonight? Because I was like, I was struggling to get some words out. I was like, it's happening.
I thought in the beginning, just a little bit, maybe the first question that I sent out to you, but after that you were fine. And I thought you were very funny. I had a hard time understanding some of the things you were saying too, and I noticed the other girls did too, and then we had to ask you to repeat. But that was it. You know, other than that, I thought you were really good. I thought you were very funny.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to get over this whole, nerve thing. I guess not. Yeah, I'm too old now. I guess not. I'm done. I'm screwed.
Well, don't. No. We all learn new tricks. I mean, you know, when I first went on the days board, like, when was it? 5 years ago. I didn't know how to post a picture. You know, I went from that to having a blog and hosting a radio show. I mean, you know. You just have to adapt.
But that's different.
You know, but some people just don't like going out on a limb. You know what I mean? But it drives me nuts, though, when you talk to old people, and they're like, I don't want a computer. I don't want to be online. And it's like, it's not going to go away. You kind of don't understand their point of view. But
that's
right. But you have to go out on a limb and take risks. If not, you're doing the same thing over and over again. It's boring.
Sure, you gotta force a change on them. It's like, get your 90-year-old ass online and go to eHarmony, all right?
Oh, yeah, my dad sells stuff on eHarmony. Oh, God. I've looked at stuff like that. My dad just out of curiosity, and wow, some of the people, they aren't the pretty couples you see on the commercials, you know what I mean? Some of them really need help.
But like a hairpiece and a missing tooth.
Yeah, the women are kind of dumpy looking, yeah. But, you know. Good luck to them.
but
the thing, they never, I think that's what eHarmony needs to do. They need to put up unattractive couples in the commercials. Say, hey, I found love on eHarmony. And
Or put an unattractive person, one person, and a very attractive person, and put them together, and, you know, you send a message out there that, you know, there's false hope for everyone. Yeah.
Or sugar daddies. Have some 90-year-old guy and like a 18-year-old girl.
Hey, that could work. That could work, actually.
You know, besides the stupid, crappy, yeah, they haven't really done online dating on Days of Our Lives, except for those stupid vlogs that Chelsea and Melanie were doing. I mean, that was kind of weird. You have Chelsea and Melanie interviews exactly the same way they were online doing vlogs. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done internet dating, like have one of the characters.
Roman.
That's the thing. You have one of the girls online and, you know, and they're chatting with someone, you don't know who it is, and knock on the door, and it's Roman.
Roman sends him a picture of when he was younger. And he was played by a different actor. Oh, they should so do that. Roman online dating, yes. Yes.
Well, he hasn't gotten laid since Anna had sex with him over 2 years ago. That was the last time. That's a long time for Roman.
I am so naive. Did those two really do that? I just did not. I wasn't sure.
Oh, Roman and Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, actually the scene was extremely funny. Yeah, she just had gotten knocked out at Andre's at the mansion. Steve Johnson put something in their drink, and they all passed out. And she shows up all disheveled at Bone Hope's house and asked Roman to take her to her hotel room. And Hope and Bo have that bet on whether or not they're going to do it. And Bo says no, and Hope says yes.
I saw that.
Yeah. Remember when Bo ran around the pub naked?
Yeah. When he was,
Yeah, and so the next morning, Roman slips out before she wakes up or washing the shower or something. I'm not sure what it was. And he shows up in Bo and Hope's house, and he just didn't know how to face her the next morning. And she shows up in Bo and Hope's house and kind of rings him out a little bit. And they go back to her hotel room again.
See, I'm so naive.
Well, I remember there was a quote in Silver Digest, and Leanne Henley said that this Roman treated her a lot nicer than the old Roman. The old Roman had pretty much wanted nothing to do with her. Like, he never would have had sex with her again, you know, after being with Marlena. But, it was a cute scene. But, yeah, Roman hasn't gotten laid since then. So he might be online dating right now, and we never know.
Yeah, he might be one of those online creeps. Yeah. After 18-year-olds. Huh. They should so do that story for Roman. Sammy's expression when Roman brings home a girl that's younger than her.
They should do that midlife crisis story. Yeah, bring home someone younger than Sammy. Yeah.
And scheming Sammy returns because she wants this girl out of Roman's life.
But she's never really interfered with his life. I mean, she fought with Kate, but once Kate, you know, she didn't seem that upset with the Kate and Roman marriage, though. You know, I mean, she always conspired to get Roman and Marlena together, but, you know. Well, of course, Sammy doesn't know Roman slept with Nicole, though, either. So, and no one knows he slept with Billy, either. I mean, Roman's getting it on the side. No one knows.
Roman's a secretive little man whore.
Well, that's how Nicole left the show a few years ago. You saw her going into, I can't remember, Roman went into her hotel room or she went into his, and that was the end of it. You never saw Nicole again.
She left in shame. I just did Roman. Oh, God. Wait, did Billy leave after her and Roman hooked up?
Yes. Actually, it was a flashback. This is when Krista Allen was on Billy. They had some flashback that Roman and Billy were doing some ISA stuff somewhere, and it was a flashback of them having sex in some beautiful hotel room. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone, after they do Roman, wow.
Yeah, that, and everybody gets amnesia and forgets all about it. Roman forgets they had sex. The girls forget about it. I don't understand the point. What's the point of having Roman having sex with these girls if it's not a plot device?
Yeah.
You know,
They have sex with Roman. They leave. Marlena has sex with Roman. She throws herself down a flight of stairs. Roman, he just seems to have this weird effect on women. It's like they want to run away or they want to throw themselves down a flight of stairs. Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. That's too funny. Yeah.
Okay, Diva, it has been a lot of fun. Well, when is the next show?
Probably 2 weeks from now, if everybody's schedule's good.
2 weeks. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make that one.
Yeah. Is that Halloween? Oh wait, but they said I'll say it's a temp, okay, it's not Halloween. Sleepy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'll probably pop in like, I don't know, every couple of shows. I mean not every one consecutively, but you know, I guess every other show maybe. But yeah.
Nice.
That weekend, yeah, not good.
Okay. So you online dating that weekend.
Oh, she read between the lines. Wait, was there lines to read between?
Okay, that's a good excuse. If you're scoring that weekend, you don't have to be on the show.
Oh, there's no scoring. Just, you know, just talking. Just talking. Online talking.
Just sipping some Kool-Aid and spooning and talking about feelings.
Just sipping Kool-Aid and talking. Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta go to being beckoned.
Yeah, I figured that would come. I was like, uh-oh, she better get ready. She better take off.
Yeah, it's getting late. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be able to sleep for a while. I'm still laughing.
When does the link get uploaded? Like, when is it gonna be available?
You know what? I come on the next morning and it's up. It's very quick.
I'm still wrestling with the idea of whether I should listen to any part of it or not.
Go ahead and listen. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna tell everybody they have to listen to hear Bleepity's Keep Stealing Man story. Because that's just freaking hysterical.
Oh, that's going to be on the thing, too? I thought it ended after the first hour.
The live ends, but no, it keeps... Actually, we can keep talking for another half an hour. I'll keep recording. It records for 2 hours.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so you and me and Bleepy are actually, for you know, this last half hour of us talking, it's actually going to be on there, yeah.
Ah, good thing I didn't go a little crazy. Ah. Wait a second, is it recording this too?
Yep. Right now. Yep.
Oi. okay. Shutting up.
You can say anything incriminating, don't worry about it.
Maybe not. maybe not. But I think I should shut my proverbial pie hole before I say anything incriminating.
I'll call us again when you're you know, done spooning and drinking your Kool-Aid and all that other stuff. Okay.
It's gonna be mostly drinking Kool-Aid and, you know, chatting it up. Okay, Diva. Diva of Days of Our Lives, it's been a blast.
Thank you, Orion.
Thank you, Diva. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.